Yeah, thanks, Pat.
Thank you for your work.
Thank you.
Don't beat yourself up.
Yeah.
So now that your job is done, do you actually believe the stuff that you say out of curiosity, or do you just kind of do the script that you're told to repeat? I'm just curious because you have destroyed my life, CBC. You write a lot of hit pieces about me. My family has been doxxed. I've received death threats. I have a 6-year-old son, a 3-year-old son. I come from a good family, and you've literally destroyed my life because I ask appropriate questions. I just want to know if you have children, if this is actually the world that you feel that, you know, you want to raise kids in, that you think kids, you know, want, should be living in, if this is the future for them. Like, you're young, you actually think this is appropriate? And do you actually believe the work that you do, or is it just a good paycheck? You?
I totally get what you're saying there, and I get.
Like, CBC has destroyed my life. Like, you should see the hit pieces, many of them, that you guys have written about me. It's disgusting. I'm Kristen Nagel. I'm a nurse, and because of the hit pieces, you guys have totally, like, ruined my career, and I've been fired because of it. People have doxxed my address. People have given me death threats because of the lies that you guys spread and the way that you twist the truth. And I have a 6-year-old and a 3-year-old, and kids have never been happier than what has been created here. Why don't you show that truth? Do you see the smiles in the kids? Do you know what has been taken away from them these last 2 years? Do you know 6-year-olds have told me they wanted to cut themselves and kill themselves? Kids want to die because of the last 2 years. Why aren't you showing that? And now you're talking about kids' welfare safety? Now you think kids should be taken from their parents out of these trucks? You're working with welfare services?
Or what they're showing, they're like,
but you're repeating it. You're repeating it. And people are believing it. Why do you think there's people out here counter-protesting? Why do you think Winnipeg, someone drove down 4 protesters purposely and put them in critical care? Why do you think there's actually violence and hate happening? Do you know how divisive this is?
Yeah.
Is this actually Canada? Do you know what you're reporting and what you're doing to the people out there? How does that make you feel? You're a young guy. This is